With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump plans to announce his pick to replace Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell next week.
During his first cabinet meeting of the year, the president said he will end weeks of speculation over who will lead the central bank after Powell's term expires this May. He said he thinks that person will do a good job. The president has been extremely critical of the Fed under Powell's leadership, complaining that interest rates remain too high. Powell has insisted that the Fed stay independent of politics and make its choices based on inflation and job market data. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrats and the White House are narrowing in on a spending deal that could avert a partial government shutdown as they negotiate new restrictions for President Trump's surge of immigration enforcement. The president says he wants to avoid a partial government shutdown.
Hopefully we won't have a shutdown. We're working on that right now. I think we're getting close. The Democrats, I don't believe, want to see it either. So we'll work in a very bipartisan way, I believe, not to have a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown.
Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says ICE needs to be reined in.
Americans, by and large, support law enforcement. I do. And most people support border security. I do as well. But Americans do not support ICE terrorizing our streets, operating outside the law, killing American citizens. The madness and violence must end.
President Trump's border czar says immigration enforcement could reduce the number of officers in Minnesota. Tom Homan suggesting during a news conference earlier today that a drawdown could happen, but only after cooperation from state officials. The president sent Homan to Minnesota following last week's fatal shooting of protester Alex Pretti. Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has signed a law that will open the nation's oil sector to privatization. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in New York.
The state has agreed to end its legal fight aimed at making a group of Catholic nuns and other faith-based organizations offer abortion coverage in their health insurance programs. Lori Windham of the Beckett Fund, which represented the plaintiff, says, quote, "The Supreme Court has made it abundantly clear that a religious group should not be bullied for staying true to their faith. We're glad that New York finally agreed." Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in Mexico is on the rise, and the nation's powerful drug cartels are the problem. International Christian Concern has issued a report saying believers fear violence and intimidation from local cartels who extort churches and commit attacks of violence against Christ followers for speaking against their activities. The Observatory for Religious Freedom in Latin America says churches are targeted by the cartels as a source of revenue. Large congregations that tithe generously are often victimized by drug lords who want their money. This is SRN News. The top U.S. envoy to China calls for fair and reciprocal trade between the world's two largest economies.
U.S. Ambassador David Perdue expresses concern about projections that China's dominance of global manufacturing will continue to grow. Perdue, speaking in Beijing, acknowledges China's manufacturing success, but the ambassador echoes fears that its exports threaten jobs in other countries. Perdue, a Trump appointee, says that China benefits from free trade, but American companies have faced barriers. Rich Thomason reporting.
A day of dramatic swings on Wall Street, including Microsoft's worst drop in nearly 6 years, finished with only relatively modest moves. The S&P 500 edged down by 0.1% earlier, after flirting with its record high in the morning and falling by as much as 1.5% later in the day. The Dow added 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.7%. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.